Hello, welcome to another episode of Help I'm an Adult podcast. I'm your host, Sharon Alfred, and we're now on episode 3, I believe, of this new season phase of Help I'm an Adult. If you're just listening to this for the first time, the premise of this podcast is I am your regular girl, nothing fancy about me, who's just taking you through life as I figure out adulting and we can figure it out together, hopefully. Giving you lessons that I've learned from things that I've experienced so far, mainly in my 20s because I just turned 30. By the time you listen to this, it's probably like been 2 months now since I've been 30. So I'm just giving you some lessons and tips on, well, tips, lessons based on past experiences for my 20s, and we'll continue going to get to my current stage and we'll keep going, see how it goes. Okay, let's dive into today's episode. So for those, again, if you've not listened to the previous episodes before this, I was going through where I last stopped, which was in September of 2021. The things that have been going on with my life onwards from there. I started with obviously me looking for a home and house hunting, and that took us into January, and then I got into a relationship dating in January, and I'll give you a summary of that in the last episode as well. So in between that, while I was still dating this person, our house was ready, I completed on the house, and it was time to move in. So I was moving in with my sister, my brother, in April/May of 2022. And it is tiring, but it is fun because we're finally, for me, I'd been living at home since I'd finished my undergrad. So it was like, yay, freedom at last. I'm pretty sure most of us felt that anyway, when we hit that phase. And if you haven't, that, I guess that's something to look forward to. So yeah, moved out. It was pretty fun. Again, because I was moving basically from my room in my parents' house to a whole new house, I had to get furnishing and start thinking of how we want to decorate. And I was moving with myself and my sister owned the house. So we kind of had our ideas. I don't think we did Pinterest boards. We did, we created like a registry, but mainly for ourselves, based on things we knew, like appliances, furniture, ideas. So we just put it into this registry thing, but it wasn't to give out to people per se, but it was just for us so that when the time came, we knew what we'd buy. But obviously also by the time we moved in, we knew we wanted to do some redecorating for the house. So again, a lot of savings went into this. And I'm just so proud of us for that first 4 months of 2022, where we just were like very frugal with our money because we knew there was so much more to come. So yeah, I moved out, and there was a relief that came with that, to be honest. It was just very nice to be on your own again, because the last time I lived away from my parents was in university, and it was just nice to be solo. And even though, yes, I was with my siblings, but we all kind of got the drift. So in moving in, there was a lot to figure out. And again, this is one of those things where I was like, why the heck didn't they teach us any of this stuff when we were in school? But it was trying to sort out our bills and figure out how that works. I think the previous owner of this house kind of made it a little easier based on the process that he'd already had. So we kind of just jumped onto that bandwagon and didn't have to change too much. Figuring out our Wi-Fi and getting that set up. What else was there? Like just our bills, cancel tax, all of that. And it took about a week to kind of, actually we were pretty good with it, to be fair. Thank God, like my sister took a bit and I took a bit, and we just sorted it out, and it took about a week. I can't imagine if somebody's doing this solo, however, and they're not the most organized of people, it could feel daunting, which I could see. But yeah, and also in that time, I don't even think I took time off work to move in, because again, I was just moving out of my room, so I didn't feel like I had a lot to take to do. It was like, just enter the room, drive here, dump it in one of the spaces and start. So if anything, it was just a lot of deliveries. Myself and The Range and Donnell were like best friends for months, but honestly, that's the best part of it. I loved making my house a home. I loved going online shopping. And the trick as well is, Okay, this is one tip I'll give anybody who's buying a house or moving to a new rental and they don't have furniture and stuff. If you can time it properly, time it that you're able to get certain things that you count as essentials. So for me, those were things like a fridge, freezer. A house already had a built-in oven and cooker, so didn't have to worry about that. A fridge, freezer, washing machine, and beds. So I was like, I need to be able to afford all these things as I move in, which, thank God, I did. I was able to save. I also had some vouchers that I'd saved up to use for that time. I don't think I paid, the only thing I paid full price for, and I'm still paying for at the moment, is my sofa. But other than that, everything else I happened to get on discount, I bought it during the time of sale. So like Easter sale is a good one. Obviously, Black Friday is a common one. Christmas sales, summer sales. Whenever there's any electricals you might need, get them on a sale if you can. It just makes it a lot cheaper. But also, don't feel like you need to go for the mainstream stores. So like going to a physical store and getting certain thing from, because that's the store you know. Feel free to search online. There's so many stores that are just online based. They don't actually have a physical store. Like our bed frames were from a place online called Bedstar. Never heard of Bedstar. I knew what I wanted for the bed frame, and I just searched on Google, and it was one of the options, and it was on sale, and they were doing an Easter sale actually. So I just jumped on that bandwagon, got my bed frame. I think my mattress was the one I definitely went into a store because I just wanted to try them out. What else was there? Our sofa as well, we went into a store again just to try it out. But yeah, a lot of things, like our sideboard was just online. From the website looked a little dodgy, so I was kind of worried that they won't have all the parts, but honestly they did. And I can't remember the name of the website, but if I do, before I post this, I'll put it in the comments. Please do not feel like you need to get branded things. You can just go online and be specific about what it is you want in your search, and I'm pretty sure you'll find it. Like, we had to change our guest toilet when we moved in because it didn't have a sink, so we're like, I wonder if they have like a sink toilet combo thing where like the sink is attached to the toilet and you can just fit into the space perfectly fine. Guess what? We found it in like, I think it was only like two places that did it, all online. I've never seen a physical store for these places, even though I do think they exist. And we ordered it and got it installed. So yeah, it's also nice, something that makes it cheaper as well. If it's a house that maybe it's not a full demo and it's just a few redecorating here and there, if you can do it yourself, I'll advise you to do it yourself. It makes things a bit cheaper. So yeah, that's all things moving in. There's so much more. But if you do have any questions, please, please feel free to email me on helpiamanadult@gmail.com. And I will be able to answer your questions. And maybe we'll even do an episode on a Q&A on things. But that's all things moving out and moving in to my home as an adult and trying to figure it out myself. Well, with the help of my sister as well, as we sojourned on the journey of living away from parents. So yeah, that's it from me. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day, week. I hope to see you back here next Friday for a brand new episode of Help I'm an Adult podcast. Bye, everybody.